everybody.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
You're wearing green.
Oh my gosh, perfect. I actually did not even plan that on purpose.
Yeah, because there's a big freaking S on it.
I'm so sorry to all the Michigan fans out there. I am currently wearing a state shirt. I have no affiliation. You know, I don't really prefer one over the other because I didn't go to either schools and I don't care about football, so...
Well, my daughter was born at U of M.
Okay.
So I have a little bit more ties of Go Blue. I've always been a Blue fan, though. My sister was a State fan, but she's stupid.
The only reason I would maybe go with State a little bit more is because two of my cousins went there, and my one cousin, he was in, like, the theater world, so I would go there all the time when I was in, like, middle school to, like, see his plays, and it was, like, super fun to, like, go to a big college. But aside from that, I really have no preference. I just have a shirt because I think I went to a, what's that called when you stand in the parking lot?
Before. Tailgate.
Yes, I went to a tailgate before that stayed. So I bought a shirt like years ago.
Oh my goodness.
Well, as you can tell because I have a hole in the shirt now.
Well, can't pinch you. You're wearing green. Hi, however.
Well... You have white on, green and white, kind of St. Patty's kind of colors.
Are they though?
I'm trying to make it work. So, exciting news, in other news, Lo brought up the fact that Alicia Silverstone will be here in May at Comic-Con.
Rolling with the homies.
As if!
I totally paused.
I cannot wait. We're going to meet her. And yes. We're bringing our own customized shirts.
So, don't get sick this time, bitch.
Oh my god. I'm not going to go anywhere for like 2 weeks before. Just to make sure I'm not.
We had a whole HorrorCon thing planned. And the morning of, she called me. I can't make it.
Well, I think I told you the day before to give you a heads up, but I confirmed the morning of that it was not happening.
But it's okay. I met Malachi.
He's staring at me right now.
Okay, his real name's Courtney Gaines, but...
In our hearts, he's Malachi.
I did get her autographed, and she was with us in spirit.
It was so sweet, and... He's with me right now, and I'm so sorry that I wasn't
and
able to actually
meet
you.
He's looking at her saying, don't screw up this episode, I'm freaking watching you. Or oh, God. He who walks behind the rose, look at you.
Well, great, I'm gonna get got today, because...
He wants you too, Crystal.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm making it, I'm taking my vitamins beforehand, I'm drinking all my... What is that? Emergency? Even if I'm not sick, I'm drinking it.
I'm actually jealous, though, because my daughter, her dad bought her tickets for a HorrorCon or whatever it is, the one in Ohio.
She told me about that.
She's going to meet the whole cast of Scream.
Matthew Lillard, I feel like he would be so cool to meet.
I've just been picked back up of watching Good Girls.
Yes, love that show. When is
the
next season coming out?
I finished episode one. I'm about to start too.
Oh my god! So she started to pick it up. It's not up yet, but it's being picked up.
But yeah, I love May.
Yes, yeah. May, the youngest one. Or are you talking about someone else?
Is that her real name?
Oh, her real name's May Whitmer or something.
Wait, yes, yes.
Something. But what's her name in the show?
I know her from Parenthood.
Okay, I still have yet to watch
with
that.
Dax. What up?
Hey, Dax.
She played his niece on that show.
Okay.
Laura Ingraham's daughter.
Okay.
You should watch it.
I know. It's on Hulu, I think, too.
It's such a good series.
Yeah, I need to get into that.
You will laugh, you will cry, you will be angry, all the feels.
Dang. So I'm going to be on an emotional rollercoaster.
Yes, but it's just like one of those shows that are so real. Like
okay.
And they cover a lot of real life
stuff.
Themes.
See, I like shows like that because then it's like authentic. Yes. I feel like to watch.
Yes.
Yeah, that's one I definitely want to get to. But yeah, I can't think of her name on that show. Her character's name.
I don't know. I'm only on episode one.
Yeah, so, I know. I'm not gonna be any help.
But no, it's good. I got a feeling I'm gonna like it. Charlotte watched half the episode with me. She's like, that's it? You're not going to keep going? I'm like, I gotta go to bed.
I'm tired.
Sorry, but I'm such a wuss. Like,
hey, it's okay. Sleep is important.
Week, my nights, I used to be able to stay up late, and now I'm just like...
Gotta get your 8 hours in, you know? That's what they say. That's what's good.
I save my late nights for when we record.
Yeah. At tonight, a.k.a. it's 10:21 p.m.
Yes.
Timestamp.
If she was not here, seriously, I would be in bed, and the blankets would be pulled up, and I'd be like...
Dozing off.
Yes.
It's okay. Understandable. But yeah, I'm so jealous that she gets to meet him because he's so cool.
Funny enough, though, she met Matthew Lillard once already. I got a picture of her, him, and her dad in her room. But she is 13 and she's so excited out of all the people to meet.
Right.
Ski Ulrich.
I mean, I get it, you know?
No, I do too, but... We're grown.
Right.
She's a kid.
Yeah, right.
But honestly, I would be so excited to meet Nev Campbell. That would be
oh,
so
Oh, yeah.
Cool
She'd be so cool, too. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's awesome. Honestly, can't top that. That's freaking cool. I can't imagine.
I told her she needs to go back and start watching Party of Five. You don't know what I'm talking about.
Nope. This is a reoccurring theme with us. Me not knowing what you're talking about with movies.
It was a 90s drama.
Okay.
And Nev Campbell and I can't remember the guy that played in it. There's a few of them. But, and then Lacey, how do you say her last name? She was in Mean Girls. I'm sorry that everybody's so jealous of me, because I'm so popular.
Yeah, what's her name? Amanda Seyfried.
No.
Oh, I thought that's... Oh, no, the brown hair, the brunette, yeah. What'd you say her first name was?
Isn't it Lacey?
Lacey, yeah. I don't know her last name.
Like Schaubert or she...
Lacey, yeah, Schaubert. You pretty much had it.
Okay, yes. They were in it together. She was young in it, though. She was real, like...
Okay.
You can't see my hands, but, like, it's fine. But, yeah, it was just kind of a drama. I think it was popular at the same time as, like, the original 90210.
Okay, gotcha.
If you ever listen to Armchair, you'll hear Dax talk about, like, that's where he fell in love with her.
Okay.
It's funny, he watched all the dramedies that I, like, he loves 90210, he'll talk about.
Oh, yeah. You guys would for sure hit it off.
Oh, man, we could talk forever about all the 90s shows.
Yeah. And I'd just sit there with a dumb look on my face, like, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. In my defense, I was born in 95, so some of them were a little, probably too old for me to watch at that point.
We're learning her.
Yeah.
We brought her up to speed last week. Me and my husband brought her to the Friday Club.
Yes, I am finally aware when Lo makes quotes about from that movie. I'm like, okay, now I know where it's coming from.
She knows what it's like to get Debo'd.
Yes.
And, you know, to play the song Hoochie Mama.
Yes.
Oh, there's so many quotes. I'm not going to start them. Don't build them. And that is not the type of podcast we are.
Right. Different podcast. That'll be our comedy one.
Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah. Today we're talking about Leprechaun.
Hold up. What are we drinking?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. It's real.
You sounded like...
Who did I say?
That Miranda girl.
With the big lips.
Yeah.
What's her name? Miranda Sings.
Yeah.
Let me... No, now I can't do it.
You did it, like, almost perfectly the first time.
I can picture her face, but I can't do the voice.
She's trying to become like a YouTube sensation.
She's hilarious. Oh,
Shara,
my God.
I used to be obsessed with that one too. I watched it and I'm just like, oh my God.
It's like cute,
like when they were trying
humor
to do, what was it, Annie or something in their backyard, the play.
I don't know if I saw that.
Did you watch the show?
Oh no, I just know her from YouTube.
Oh, she had a whole TV series.
Oh, she had a TV show?
Yes.
Oh dang, never saw
dang
that.
You have to go back and watch it.
What's it on?
Netflix.
Oh, wow. Dang, good for her. Good for her.
Yeah, it was her trying to be... Oh, my God. It was so terrible that it was good.
I just know her from, like, YouTube videos, because I think that's where she started. Like, she posted different, like, just videos of her singing horribly and, like, stuff like that.
Okay, so, haters back off. That's what it's called.
Okay, okay. I need to check this out, because I loved her YouTube videos, just because they're just stupid funny, and if the show is like that, then I'm definitely watching it.
It has a lot of, like, Napoleon Dynamite feel to it, I feel.
Well, love that, so it works for me.
But, like, a female version.
Okay, even better. Female power. No, I'm for sure watching that, because...
And if I told Charlotte, like, we're gonna have a haters back off night, she'd be like, oh my god, like, yes!
I just can't believe I didn't know that was a show. Because, like, I've known about her since, I mean, oh my gosh, I don't even know, that was, like, 12, maybe? I feel like it's when I first heard about her, so the fact that I didn't even know she had a Netflix show was so crazy.
I watched it, I think, when I first heard it come out, and I'm like, I didn't even know really who she was. And
yeah.
I'm like, what is this? And it was one of those things where I was just like, this is so terrible.
Yeah.
But it's a train wreck that I can't not look
yeah,
at.
Yeah, exactly. You, like, have to watch it, because you're like, what the hell? Yeah. So good. But yeah, we are drinking... Stella Rose berry flavored, and it is so freaking good. One of my favorite wines that I think we've had thus far personally, and this was donated by my great friend Erica, so thank you Erica. It's delicious, and I'm gonna buy more bottles of this.
I don't like to share her with her other friends, but you give us wine, so
you give us good wine, so it's okay. Oh my god. No, but literally delicious. But yeah, in honor of St. Patrick's Day, we are, of course, I mean, come on, talking about the iconic Leprechaun movie.
Oh my god. Talk about stupid that you have to watch.
Literally, like, it's just like, I feel like a cult classic. I feel like because if someone were to watch it, they would be like, what the hell? But also, I love this. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. And my husband was out of town, so we tried to do, like, you know, girls' weekends when he's gone. And my daughter had her friend over, and we picked her up, and I'm like, hey, Izzy, are you scared of leprechauns? And she's like, maybe.
Like, interesting question.
I don't know how to answer that. And I'm like, oh, you will be by the end of the night. And they're just like, yeah, okay. And so we made them watch. My daughter was in the beginning kind of like, God, this is stupid.
Yeah.
Do we have to keep watching this? But as it went on, she started laughing and she's like, oh my God, like.
Like, what is this? I love it and don't understand it at the same time.
So I feel like if these kids today want to watch scary movies because my daughter and her friends will come over. They do the Insidious and the Saws and the, you know, Conjuring. And I'm like, no, you have to start from the beginning. You got to get some of the stupid ones under your belt. Okay?
Such a difference. I mean, between literally, okay, the Leprechaun compared to, like, yeah, Conjuring movies. Such a 180. Such a 180. And I love both. They're great in their own ways. But it's just so funny, like, how different it is.
And we ain't done because you thought this one was like OMG. I got some on the boards here. I'm not going to say what it is because I don't want to give it away. Or, you know, someone like cool steal it from us.
Right.
Not that they, you know, would. But you never know. You got to keep us.
We don't want to jinx it.
I have one from 1986.
Can't wait.
That's going to just totally blow KK's mind.
Yeah, you described it to me, not going to give details, but people just wait, because even her describing it to me, I can't wait to watch this film. And we have to go back, I feel, at one point or another, and watch the fifth Leprechaun movie, because it's what, Leprechaun in the Hood?
Yes.
Right, the Hood? I think so. It's just, the name of it sounds so funny, and, like, the cover.
Look at the shades he's got on.
He's got shades on, he's got a chain, I think he had, like, a cigarette or a joint or something hanging out the side of his mouth, and I'm like, that's incredible.
We're gonna have to do just, like, a little mini bonus episode to talk about it.
An updated, a part two version of this. I can't wait, honestly. But yeah, the main Leprechaun movie, it came out in 1993. It's obviously a horror film, but it's like a comedy horror, like we kind of said. It was directed by Mark Jones. And as the little leprechaun is played by Warwick Davis. I hope that I'm saying that right. And then Jennifer Aniston, first role ever. She is, I'd say she's like the main character. Would you say?
Yeah. Pre-Friends, pre-nose job.
Yeah, like fresh out of the, not fresh out of the womb because she's an adult, but like fresh out into the acting world for her.
Yeah, I just seen an interview with her not long ago, and she actually said she thought that it killed her career before it started. And looking back on it now, it's like a cult classic, and she can't believe how big it is still.
Yeah, I totally get where she's coming from when she says that, because it's like, if
the sounds of the empty wine bottle.
No, you're good. Pour that glass, girl. but like, if I was in that movie and it was my first role ever, and I watched back the movie, I might have thought the same thing, like, oh my god, this is, like, so, I don't even know, like, how to describe this. But, like, people just obviously fell in love with it, and
I don't even know how I stumbled onto it.
And my dad showed me it, like, years ago.
Yeah, I don't remember how I got into this one, but it came into my life somehow.
Oh, yeah. I feel like a lot of people have seen this. Yeah, because I think there's, like, 5 or 6 of them total, so definitely had a good impact. So Warwick, he plays the little vengeful leprechaun. He's kind of, like, pissed off because he thinks that a family has stolen his pot of gold. Pretty much anyone who he thinks steals his gold is donezo. He's just out for the blood. The whole point of the movie is them kind of running from him and trying to figure out, okay, why the hell is this leprechaun here and chasing us? And he wants gold, so we have to find it and all that. It's amazing. The film, I guess it was like supposed to be more of like a straight horror film in the beginning, like when they were like conceptualizing it and everything. But Davis chose to kind of put humor into his role, and so they did like reshoots and stuff, which added like gore and other like funny things to it. So I think that that's kind of funny that it was supposed to be like a legit scary movie, but like he made it funny.
Oh my god, looking at his line, his little tricycle.
His modes of transportation throughout the entire film are my favorite things.
Like a little tiny race car, and he gets pulled over.
Yes! He's on a race car, he's on a tricycle, he's on roller skates, he's on a skateboard.
Oh my god, the skateboard scene hit my daughter in stitches.
Yes! All of his just hand gestures. I can't even, I wish, at this point I wish we had a camera so that we could do them for people to see, but. Yeah, but if you know, you know.
Funny, his little, just like, you know, he's running like twiddly-dee.
Yeah.
Whatever, what does he say?
Diddly-dum.
Diddly-dee.
Diddly-dee. Diddly-dum. Oh my god, it's so funny. And I think he's like on a tractor at one point too or something. Like he had so many. Was it a tractor? He comes out of the barn.
Yeah, he's near a truck or something with it.
Yeah, he? Yeah. And he's just on like so many different, like a wheelchair. He has so many different forms.
Oh my god. He's like going down the straight, like super fast, like
he must have some good upper arm muscles, you know what I mean, because he was rolling away really fast. So Mark Jones, who he was the writer and the director, he wanted to make a film like that was like a low budget horror film, and he was inspired by the Lucky Charms commercials, actually, to create a leprechaun character. His twist was, obviously, to turn the character into the bad villain guy.
We will have to see if we can find this commercial. Because in my mind, when I look at Lucky Charms, I don't see any kind of...
Nothing like this. No. Well, actually, there's, like, a fun fact at the end that we'll talk about.
Okay.
Of the episode with Lucky Charms. So this was his, like, initial thought going into it. But they kind of, you know, changed their minds a little bit. So he started writing the script in 85. And, which is kind of a long time, I feel like, to, like, make this whole thing. Because it came out, pretty much 10 years later. he initially envisioned the leprechaun to be like a horrible, murderous creature, which, you know, he was. Let's be honest, he definitely was. But he became definitely more comedic as the film began filming. And it even made like $8.6 million, and they didn't even have a $1 million budget, which is just crazy.
Yeah, because it didn't, watching the movie, it basically took place in like one setting.
Yeah.
Except for like the little trip to the hospital or whatever, but.
Yeah, pretty much the entire movie was like on that farm area. Yeah, so I can't imagine. And there wasn't a lot of like special effects. There were some, but not a lot. Like
four characters aside from, you know, her dad who's in and out. And then, like, maybe a hospital random nurse or something.
Yeah, like, really small random parts, but the main people.
Couple cops, but for most of the movie, it was just four actors.
Yeah, so they didn't have to, like, pay actors a bunch.
Or five.
Yeah, so it kind of starts in, like, previous time, I guess in 1983. So there's this guy, this big Irish guy, and his name's Dan O'Grady, because, you know, of course his name would be O'Grady. he, I guess, comes home to his house in North Dakota. He just got back from, like, a trip from Ireland, where he stole the pot of gold from a leprechaun that he interrogated, which, if someone went on a trip to Ireland and they came back and they told me they stole a pot of gold from a leprechaun, I feel like I would just laugh, because I'd be like, oh, that's a funny joke. But, like,
I'm like, how the hell did you get through customs?
Right? Yeah, literally. He stuffed that shit somewhere.
He gave them some gold.
Yeah. Some hush-hush money. Yeah, and then he, like, once he got home, he, like, went outside to go bury the gold. But, like, when he's burying it, his wife, who's, like, this sweet, and she just gave off such sweet vibes. I don't know, sweet, like, Irish lady old vibes. She was, like, in the house. She's like, oh, I almost did it. I made you some tea. I was trying to do an Irish accent, but it was coming off more British.
Like my Australian one earlier.
Yeah, right. Good day, mate.
I'm gonna go away. Hang on, rock.
Right, top in the morning. So, yeah, she's, like, in the house making tea, and this part's kind of sad to me, because she's, like, hears this sound, and it sounds like a young child's voice, like, asking for help. You know, like, oh, please let me out. Please help me. Yeah, like, and she's, like, of course goes to, like, investigate and be like, what the hell? And she sees that the voice is, like, coming from this locked piece of luggage that's from her husband. And I just have to say, in this moment, like, obviously, two things came to my mind. One was, like, if it was me, I mean, I would either, one, run out to get my husband and be like, there's a voice coming from, you know, this suitcase. Or two, I would be like, is my husband a kidnapper / murderer? You know what I mean? Like, those would be the two thoughts going through my mind. Now, what actually happened would not cross my mind.
Yeah, no, no.
Yeah, so she ends up opening it, and it's the demon scary looking leprechaun guy. And, you know, he's bitching about his gold being stolen and kind of, like, moving towards her, like, where's me gold? Where's me gold? And he ends up killing O'Grady's wife, very sadly, by, like, magically pushes her down the stairs.
Dude, she was dead before she went to the bottom. You hear?
Yeah, all the cracks.
Before she even got to the bottom.
That, like, gave me chills, honestly, that part. I was like, oh, I hate that noise. That was probably one of the few effects that they use, the green dust that, like, comes out of his hands. So, obviously, O'Grady comes back inside, and he, you know, sees his wife dead at the bottom of the stairs, and kind of is like,
oh my god, and how he's making her talk for, he's doing her voice.
Yeah, that's dead. Right. Oh my gosh. It's creepy how
she's
he can, like,
I'm okay.
Just took a little bit of a slip. Again, British. But I can't do Irish, apparently.
Oh my god, everybody in Ireland just turned us off.
I'm so sorry, guys. I don't do accents, obviously. I'm from the Midwest, okay?
There's no hoping that it's St. Patrick's Day and you guys have already started drinking to
celebrate it. Right, yeah, exactly. Honestly, that'd cheers, that'd be more fun. but yeah, he's like, takes on the voice of people and it's so creepy. So then he like takes the leprechaun and like shoves them in this crate in his basement because he uses this four-leaf clover. Sadly though, he almost like destroyed him, but then he has a stroke. So then the leprechaun is still in the crate, but he's kind of just like chilling there for like whatever many years, like 12 years or something like that. He's just taking a long nap. Okay, so yeah, 10 years later, J.D. Redding, I guess, is the actor. I don't know of him in anything else. I don't know if you have ever seen him.
I didn't really recognize him. I probably could have took the time to look him up, but...
Yeah, I don't know if he's been in anything significant. He kind of has, like, a small part in the movie. He's not, like, a big main character or anything.
I remember saying he reminded me of, like, a 90s version... like knockoff of Kevin Bacon.
Yes, I did. Yes, you did say that, and I concur. That is true. Yeah. So he's like this dad, and he brings his teenage daughter Tori, which is kind of funny that she's a teenager because I think in real life she was like in her 20s. I'm assuming, which I feel like actually that's kind of how they cast everyone. Like there are always like 20-year-olds playing 15-year-olds.
Oh, you know what? I digress. That's not right. I was thinking that J.D. Redding's played the love interest.
Oh, no, he's the dad.
Yes, he's the dad.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Kevin Bacon so guy was the love interest. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I'm not sure who the...
Yeah, the dad didn't look familiar to me at all. Neither did the love interest. So he brings his daughter Tori to, like, the O'Grady farmhouse for the summer. He, like, I don't know if he, like, rents it out or if he bought it. I'm not exactly sure. But, yeah, Tori, like, walks into this house and she is like, hell no. It's old, dusty, rusty, filled with cobwebs and spiders. It's in the middle of nowhere. She's like, I think she even says, like, this is no LA. And she, like, insists on staying at a hotel because she just wants to be nowhere near this house at all. Which I kind of, like, felt her there because it was, like, really creepy and really, really dirty. And there was, like, a massive spider that we saw in their basement that gave me the heebie-jeebies.
Yes.
Yeah, so she sees the spider and, like, all the cobwebs and stuff. So she, like, is like, nope, I'm staying at a hotel. I am out of here. Peace out, Dad. Thanks a lot. So, like, as she's, like, leaving for the hotel, that's when she, like, bumps into Nathan, a.k.a. Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon knockoff.
You're right. Yeah, exactly. And she, like, knocks over his paint thinner, and she just, like, hands him money. She's like, oh, will 20 cover it? And then he gives her this look like, no. And then she's like, okay, 40. And he's like, no, how about you just say I'm sorry? Like, she just immediately offers him money. She's like, what? You just want manners? You just want politeness? but yeah, basically, after she sees him and tells him about the house, and he's like, oh, that's so typical of a woman to want to leave because of a little dust and bugs. She kind of, like, gets pissed off when he says this, and she's like, no, I'm staying. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm staying here. She, like, takes it as a challenge or something.
I think she got, like, yeah, because then her dad comes out with the suitcases, and he's like, okay, you win, honey. You know, let's go to the Hilton. And she's like, wait, what? Just take the bags back. You think I'm scared of a little dust and a few bugs? And he's like...
What? He's, like, scratching his head, like, but you just
she's
told
like,
me.
Take the bags in the house. We are staying.
Right? And he just, like, looks so confused. So, yeah, basically his name's Nathan Murphy. He's with his 10-year-old brother, Alex, and then their friend, Ozzy Jones. And Ozzy's kind of like, I don't know how you would describe Ozzy. He's kind of slow a little bit. Like, he's like very with it, and he can have a conversation and do things, but he just kind of is a little off.
Yeah, I wouldn't say he was mentally disabled, or like even on the, I don't know, there's a little bit of just ignorance, like almost like a grown child.
Yeah, some sort of stunting, I feel like, yeah, has taken place in his brain or something.
I wouldn't call it autism because he was very functioning.
Yeah, it could have been like a high functioning autism thing that he had. But I don't know. I don't know exactly. They didn't define it in the movie. They just kind of made fun of him, which yeah. And called him dumb, which is kind of sad. Like,
which was by the kid that was his
little brother, Alex.
Was it his brother?
It was Nathan's little brother.
Okay, and I say they were just kind of like all friends with him. That like they watched over him.
Yeah, he was part of their like painting squad.
AKA. Also, Robbie from the original Poltergeist.
Right, crazy.
I was like, oh my gosh, hey.
I liked his spunk in this movie. He was like, honestly, that little kid was probably my favorite character. He always had, like, something sassy to say, and, like, he was always, like, up for, like, the fight and everything. I just have to say, side note, when you said the word poltergeist, this flame got huge on this candle, I'm just saying. Like... Okay. It was small, kind of like this one, maybe even a little bit smaller, and then you said that word and it got huge. Don't know if that has anything to do with you saying that, but I just had to point that out because I can't not say anything about that. Okay, that was a side note. But yeah, so they're all there like to repaint the farmhouse and kind of just like get it back up to date and everything. And Ozzy goes into the basement, and he hears, like, the leprechaun's cry for help. And, again, he's, like, using this, like, little kid voice, like, asking to get out. And so Ozzy goes over, and, like, he moves the four-leaf clover off the crate. And, of course, that frees the leprechaun. And I kind of like how when it comes out, he's, like, telling Ozzy. He's, like, telling him his, like, life story. He, like, tells him he's a shoemaker in Ireland, but came to America looking for his gold. I mean, he's telling him in, like, a threatening manner. Like, Ozzy's a little bit freaked out, as anybody would be. And, yeah, Ozzy kind of escapes from him and, like, runs out. And he's trying to tell everybody, he's like, there's a leprechaun in the basement. And everyone, you know, because Ozzy's a little bit on the slow side, everyone's like, okay, Ozzy, we'll go check. And of course, it's not there when they go back down there, because that's how everything works.
Yeah, poor Ozzy, because he was, like, on it from the very beginning, and, like, nobody...
He was, yeah. So Ozzy's like, I feel like in his mind, he's like, I need to prove to them that this freaking leprechaun's real and after us. So he, like, runs to go find this pot of gold, and then Alex, the little kid, is like, ugh, I'll go after him, you know, I'll get him. So they actually find a bag of 100 gold coins. It's like in a truck, right? Like in this old truck. Yeah. In like the back of the house or something.
And you hear the little musical thing. Yeah. As the bag just like appears.
Yeah. I guess it just like flashes before their face. And it is actually at the end of a rainbow, so... I mean, it's true. You heard it here first, people.
Don't worry. Team Ozzy. I was Team Ozzy.
Same. Yeah. He had it from the start, and he actually swallowed one of the coins. I'm like, of course he did. He was trying to bite it to see if it was real. And I'm like, how do you freaking swallow it after you do that? I'm like, now the leprechaun's going to want to like cut into his freaking stomach to try and get that one piece of gold coin. So, like, Alex is like, oh my gosh, what are we gonna do with this money? And he's like, we can fix your brain, telling Ozzy. He's like, we can help you be smarter. And Ozzy's like, I am smart, you know? And he's like, yeah, you know, but just to make you smarter.
So no one makes fun of you no more. He's like, people make fun of me? Well, not to your face.
Yeah. I'm like, that was such a sad moment.
I know. I'm like, oh my god, this kid's a little...
He had no filter. No filter at all.
And he tried to steal his gold. That got me mad.
Yeah, he did. He was, like, kind of ruthless about it.
Yeah, he's like, let me see it. Give me it. And then he gives it back to me. He's like, I got a whole bag. And I'm like, you know, fish.
Listen here, little asshole. Ozzy's the one who discovered this.
He's the one that followed the rainbow. You didn't believe him.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm like at the farm. Tori, aka Jennifer Aniston, she's like standing by the truck, and Nathan like goes to get something, and the leprechaun is like under the truck, like rubbing her leg, like very softly, and she thinks that it's Nathan, and she stands there and just like lets it happen, like as if he crawled under the truck and just started rubbing her leg.
Yeah, like how after it unfolded, she's like, I thought it was you, and he's like, can you let me?
Yeah, he's like, and you just stood there?
The point.
She's like, anyways.
Her dad's like, what did I miss? Like,
right? So yeah, her dad, she like screams because obviously what the hell was touching my leg? She's like, no, that was like a hand. That wasn't like an animal. That was like a freaking claw or a hand or something. So her dad like tries to like make a trap by imitating a cat. No, the leprechaun imitates a cat, like, making the cat noises as he's trying to find it. And he, like, bites and, like, injures her dad's hand, like, really bad. So they, like, go to the hospital, and that's when the leprechaun follows them, and he's, like, on his tricycle. Just scooting away.
Transportation number one.
Right. So they, like, go into town or whatever, and they're gonna go into this restaurant. And at, like, the same time, Alex and Ozzy go to the pawn shop because obviously they're trying to make some money and like see how much this gold is worth. And they want to know if it's like pure. So like they go here and I don't know, just I think one of the, yeah, the guy who works there, he like keeps one of the gold pieces and he's like, I'll look into it, come back tomorrow or whatever and I'll let you know. And of course the leprechaun finds him and he's like, I want me gold.
It's not nice to steal from a leprechaun.
Yeah, exactly. And poor Joe, the shop owner, dies because the leprechaun, like, slashes into him.
And I love when he gets away. Not only does he take the little go-kart,
yeah,
but he loads it up with, like, all these random toys.
Yeah, like, what is he gonna do with those? After he gets his gold, he's gonna have a party with the toys. Yeah, he, like, drives back in the go-kart and stuff. He's, like, on his way back to the farmhouse. And, yeah, that's when he gets pulled over by the policeman. I just have to wonder, like, what did the cop think, like, seeing this? Like, did he think it was, like, a kid just, like, driving down the road? So, yeah, the cop, like, approaches him or whatever. And he ends up obviously seeing it's this, like, demon leprechaun. And he gets chased into the woods, and eventually the leprechaun kills him and takes the police car. That was my bra strap, whoa.
I thought you face-palmed yourself for some reason.
The look on your face, you were like...
Because I was, like, looking at something, I was reading something, and then all of a sudden I heard something. Did she just smack herself? Like,
no, I'll edit this out, but I twisted my bra strap.
I just leave it in.
Okay, I twisted my bra strap, and then it just snapped back into place. So if you guys heard that, it's my bra.
Weird fidget moment.
Yeah, if you guys know me, that's how I move. I just move in fidgets. Did we mention it's 11 p.m.? I don't know if we told you that. yeah, so Leprechaun, unfazed after killing two people, gets to the farmhouse and he's looking for his gold. And it's kind of funny when he's in there. He literally is very determined when it comes to shoe shining because every shoe that's in that house that he finds, he's in there shining before the humans get back to the house. Okay, so then, like, they come back to the house and obviously see that it's all messed up and, like, ransacked from the leprechaun looking. And Nathan goes outside to, like, check, like, if there's an intruder or whatever. And he gets trapped by, like, a bear trap set up by the leprechaun. The leprechaun is vicious, man. Who sets up a bear trap? That's, like, intense. And that's kind of when the whole group, aside from Ozzy, first sees the leprechaun outside. And they start, like, ganging up on him and, like, beating him with sticks and, like, just...
And it's not even phasing him.
No. Don't they, like, shoot him a couple times, too? Alex comes out...
With the shotgun.
With the shotgun.
Shotgun. Bang!
Yeah, and he, like, lays there for a second, but then, like, he cannot be defeated. A gun can't kill him, but a four-leaf clover can.
He's like, I shot him. No way. Goddamn fucker. I shot him.
Yeah.
Yeah, nope. Well, they shot Michael Myers 6 times too.
True. Some people just can't stay down.
I shot him 6 times. 10 movies later.
Right. And there's another one coming. So they shoot him and no effect. So they like go to the farm, but he of course like sabotaged their truck engine. And after like ramming the truck with the go-kart, or I guess. Was it the go-kart or was it the tractor at this point? It might have been the tractor when he, like, hits the truck with it. Yeah. So, what is that? Mode of transportation number 3 for him? Yep. He, like, terrorizes the group until Ozzy tells him that him and Alex found the pot of gold. And Tori gets the bag and gives it to Leprechaun. Like, you know, here, F off. Like, leave us alone. We don't even care about your freaking gold. And, like, the leprechaun's so freaking happy. He's like, woohoo! And he's just... Yeah. And he's just sitting there counting it. And, alas, he gets to number 99, and he is hell-bent on getting 100 coins. Not 99. So he's like, they lied to me. You can't lie to a leprechaun. And that's when he goes back in the house to go after them to find his missing coin or whatever. So he's super pissed and he like comes back after them in the house and he like is hiding in cupboards. At one point he's like eating a box of Lucky Charms. It's not actually Lucky Charms, but it looks like, you know, they made it look like a box. Yeah, exactly.
I didn't want to pay for the...
Right, for the legit box branding. And like this is when the skateboard part happens. He's like going back and forth, like doing different, doing different movements. Probably my favorite part of the movie.
Oh my god, that was pretty funny.
Honestly.
We should do a TikTok
video. Oh my god, reenactment. That's so funny.
Put Charlotte on it. She's a
skateboard. Yes!
Small.
Do you have a skateboard?
I have a couple.
It's happening, people. You heard it here first. So they're obviously like, we need to get to the bottom of this, and Tori decides to go find O'Grady, the main guy who lived there, and go to the nursing home, but they obviously don't want the leprechaun to follow her, so they just start throwing, like, a bunch of dirty shoes on the ground for the leprechaun to, like, start shining, and he, like, literally can't help himself. Like, the shoe shining, I think, is more important to him than the gold, because... It's like, he has to do it. Like, he's, like, a slave to it or something.
OCD.
Yeah, honestly. And so, it works for a little bit. But then he, like, magically appears on the back of her Jeep. This is when he's on roller skates, like, behind the truck following. And he gets there before her, and she's looking for O'Grady, and he is, like, laying there pretending to be him. So, like, he's chasing her. And she, like, gets in the elevator. That's, like, when he's chasing her with the wheelchair. Which is kind of funny because, like, he didn't need a wheelchair. So, like, he could have just ran. But he chose to literally, like, move in the wheelchair.
Well, I think he was already sitting in it.
Okay. And maybe it was faster.
Because he was pretending his back was towards her.
Yeah.
And he's pretending to be O'Grady.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, kind of like a... Ding, ding, ding moment kind of reminds me of the Big Bad Wolf from Freeway we just did.
That's what I was just thinking.
That nobody listened to.
Go back and listen to Freeway episode, people. You'll know what we're talking about. Yeah, so he's, like, chasing her, and she, like, makes it into the elevator, and that's when, like, O'Grady is, like, hanging. He's, like, in, like, the top of the elevator ceiling, like, halfway out into the elevator, if that makes sense.
And hanging upside down.
Yeah, and he's, like, bloody and, like, dying, and she's like, you know, basically like, oh, how do we stop this, and he tells her about the four-leaf clover. So that's like That's the way to get this guy down, okay?
That's not going to be a, you know, needle in a haystack.
Literally, yeah. We even see her, like, when she gets back looking, and she's just, they're all just, like, throwing the things, and they're, like, trying to find it. And
you gotta believe.
Right? Who says that, Ozzy? Yeah. He's, like, giving this, like, this speech to, like, motivate them to find it. And it actually works, because then they do find one, so.
She found it out of anger, too.
Right. Ozzy's the true hero of this movie, let's be real people. So, yeah, the leprechaun gets there, and he's trying to kill Ozzy because he finds out that it's in his stomach, the piece of gold. But before he does, Alex takes the four-leaf clover, and he sticks it to, like, a wad of gum that he has, and he just, like, shoots it. What's that word?
Slingshot.
Slingshots it right into the leprechaun's mouth.
Not afraid.
Yeah. And it worked. He got right into his mouth, and he started to, like, melt, and then he, like, fell into the well. It's kind of funny, because then his, like, skeleton climbs out. Like, this motherfucker ain't going down.
And he tails from the crypt shit.
He's literally not giving up, and he comes out, and he's like, I want me gold.
My gold coin.
And, yeah, Nathan's like, F this, and he pushes him back, and then he, like, blows up the leprechaun, obviously, but the entire well, he, like, drops, like, a lighter or something, and then, like, pours a bunch of gasoline, which is a very dangerous thing to do, but it worked out in their favor. And then, of course, that's when the cops arrive, you know, because it only took them the entire movie to pretty much get there.
Because they're like, oh, it's just Ozzy again.
I know.
Poor Ozzy's like the joke of the town.
So sad. And he was just telling the truth. He just needed help.
But I'm telling you, for being mentally slow, he was the smartest.
He was. He was, honestly, he found the gold. He first saw the leprechaun. He tried to warn them. He found the gold. He
swallowed the gold.
That part.
Not helping us, but
that part might not have helped. But he called the police, and yeah, he just knew, and he was giving them the motivation to find the four-leaf clover. He was definitely the hero. But yeah, wild movie. Honestly, I'll never not like that watching that movie. I think it's just a good time all around. But yeah, so. Interesting facts. I don't know if, Lo, you want to go over these.
Nah.
You guys will never know.
They're my secrets. So, Leprechaun is based on a 30s comic. It's a book with the same name, which follows a spiteful leprechaun named Dan O'Grady. Now we know where Mr. O'Grady came from. As he tried to steal a pot of gold from Irish goblins. Ding, ding, ding. Goblins.
Labyrinth. Oh, okay. Connection.
No idea what I'm talking about.
Now I have somewhat of an idea.
It was published by Trademark, the same company that produced the film. The short 8-page comic book followed a much different plot than the cinematic adaptation, as O'Grady follows as a rainbow to find the leprechaun's gold. Speaking of Jennifer Aniston. The Future Friends made her film debut in Leprechaun, a feature she isn't particularly proud of, which we kind of went over that a little bit earlier, how she thought it was going to be a flop. The co-star Warwick Davis has publicly stated many times that Aniston has tried to deny that the movie even exists, even if the videotapes beg to differ.
It's like, I don't know how she could, I don't know if I believe that because I'm not sure, but like, how does she like deny that it exists? Like, it's freaking out there.
Yeah, I think she's come to grips with it now because the interview that I seen of her, a clip I seen her talking about it, you know, she was just kind of like, I thought that was
right
before it started, but
not proud of it.
Warwick Davis did nearly all his own stunts in Leprechaun. One of the most memorable stunt scene in the movie was when he's chasing Tori while he's in the wheelchair. Due to Davis's inability to control the wheelchair properly, the scene had to be filmed with Jennifer Aniston running in slow motion. This was done so that Davis could keep pace with her in the wheelchair due to his struggles of controlling it. Well, they did a pretty good job because it looked like he was flying.
Yeah, it looked like he was going so fast. She must have been doing like a Baywatch run, you know, right. Just like...
They should have had a fan going to
win. Yeah, right? The slow music.
David Hasselhoff soon. To achieve the look of the leprechaun, Davis spent 3 hours a day having makeup applied to his face and body. The makeup took another 40 minutes to remove. Davis described the process as not pleasant.
Yeah, not pleasant, I don't think. I don't even like putting a makeup on for more than 10 minutes.
I can't imagine sitting in a makeup chair for 3 hours.
Yeah, like every single day. Well, they did a good job because he was freaky looking.
I mean, for the right kind of money, don't get me wrong, I can be motivated.
True. Yeah, I do have a price.
It's not high, people. It's not high.
It's really not that high.
Since the movie was particularly inspired by a Lucky Charms commercial, Mark Jones wanted to pay homage to the brand by including the breakfast cereal in the films. Jones wrote that the scene in which the leprechaun eats Lucky Charms, which parent company General Mills agreed to, when General Mills saw the finished film, they were so irate over the subject matter that they decided, like, yeah, that's not going to happen. And they wouldn't let him use Lucky Charms. So the scene was reshot with a generic Lucky Clover cereal brand. So they went from like top one to like Walmart brand.
Yeah.
And they did kind of like a parody of it. Moreover, the kids line at the end of the film was changed to, "Your luck just ran out. Fuck you, Lucky Charms." Oh my gosh.
Amazing. I love that they did that because...
That was at ScreenRant.com.
Yeah, all those came from that.
Oh my gosh, that's just, that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it, General Mills is more like...
Kids, like, happy.
Whatever, but I would have left it in because kids aren't watching this movie.
Right, exactly, yeah. And teens eat, teens and adults, they all eat Lucky Charms.
And when we first started talking about our St. Patrick's Day giveaway... I literally said we should put a box of Lucky Charms.
Yeah, oh my god.
Like, that was before I even knew.
Right. We should change, if whoever wins, we should, like, change the box and, like, right on top say, "Fuck you, Lucky Charms."
Just kidding, you get Lucky Clovers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was, like, probably my favorite fact, that they literally changed the ending line to that, because they were like, nope. That's not happening anymore. Oh, but yeah, such a iconic film. Can't wait to do the one in Leprechaun in the Hood.
We'll make it happen.
Yes, definitely. Well, thanks guys for sticking around.
Yes, we know that St. Patrick's Day is going to be over today. However, we are going to keep the contest going for a little bit, and we'll probably... announce it at the end of March. We like just to kind of give the whole month for people to donate. So again, if you haven't got your house remortgaged,
get on it.
Like I said, steal from your kids, your husband. I mean, it's a dollar.
Yeah, exactly. We can make it happen, and then you get a good gift in return. Yeah. So definitely get those in. PayPal linked through. You can find it on Facebook and everything, so.
Any questions, you can email us at horrorwineandcrime@gmail.com. All right, well, I drank a whole bottle of wine except for the glass of crystal drinks, so.
So you're feeling good? Feeling sleepy?
I'm good.
You're going to sleep good tonight.
I got one more day at work tomorrow, so, yeah.
Hopefully this doesn't defer. What's the word I'm looking for?
All of them.
Slow you down tomorrow. Whatever.
If not, I'll be like, boss, it was your cuz.
Don't tell him that. I already got the gin thing on my reputation. Inside jokes.
Yeah. We'll tell that on another story.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we gots to go.
I normally say stay creepy, but today I'm saying stay magically delicious.
Aww.